All right, Joe and Mario Lopez joining me now in studio, author and former Dancing with the Stars co-host, Samantha Harris. Welcome to the show, Samantha.
It's good to see you again. I love seeing you.
Nice to see you too.
And
thank
I got to
you.
See gorgeous Courtney, who looks glowing and beautiful always. I wanted to know what her secret is. You've got the most beautiful, special wife.
Oh, you're very sweet. I'm lucky. You're absolutely right about that. Let's talk about this new book, Your Healthiest Healthy.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That is a title that makes you pay attention. So it's already a bestseller in women's health and cancer categories. What was the inspiration for you to write this? Yeah.
Well, being blindsided by a breast cancer diagnosis at 40 with no hereditary link, I was, you know, it was something that truly sidelined me, but it didn't devour me. But instead, what it did is it ignited something so powerful that it compelled me to find out why I was diagnosed, why one in eight women are diagnosed with invasive breast cancer.
And it's interesting that there was no hereditary link. I thought that was sort of had to be the case.
Well, and I think that's sort of a misnomer because a lot of us think that's the case, but actually only 5 to 10% of breast cancers are hereditary.
Oh.
So I leaned into my journalism background and I did as much research as I could. I read everything I could. I spoke to numerous experts. And what I determined is it's what you put in, on, and around your body that affects your well-being and can lead to chronic diseases, cancer, type 2 diabetes, heart disease. So I started to rid the toxins out of my life to reach my healthiest healthy about what I, how I eat, how I even approach workouts.
Right.
It's a different mentality. What kinds of products are in my beauty bag, in my shampoos, what my kids are using on their body for sunscreen, and then the household cleaning products and toxic relationships. They all add up and can be detrimental to your health.
Well, that's just it. You don't just focus on physical health. You talk about these toxic friendships or relationships. So how do you know if it's time to sever one?
Because kick a friend to the curb.
As I've gotten older, my circle has gotten smaller.
Absolutely.
It's like you don't have time for any sort of negativity, or at least I don't in my life. So who's got time for that? But honestly, it's been very therapeutic.
Well, I think it's really eye-opening, but also a relief and pressure off your shoulders. You know, I used to find that I'd walk around and my shoulders would be up to my ears sometimes after a conversation with a specific friend.
Right.
Or I'd be more stressed after that. There's always that friend who doesn't come to your side of town ever for plans or never reaches out to actually make those plans with you or breaks them off at the last minute or tries to one-up you, stresses you out. So I actually, in Your Healthiest Healthy, I give a negativity quiz. And it's basically something that helps you identify who in your life is detracting. There are life givers and there are life takers.
Ooh, we should take that quiz here. We should take that quiz later on. I'm with you. I'm with you. I like to do a purge every once in a while.
Right.
It's like clean out my closet, clean out my friend list. I like to do that. I think it's a good idea. And this is cool. Instead of doing book signings at stores, you're doing them at gyms. Right?
Right. I just did one at Equinox. You know, I think health and fitness has been, you know, they are obviously so intertwined and that they've both been something that has been a passion in my life for so long. But I figured give back to the people who are already sort of in that mindset. But I'm also doing speaking engagements around the country. I've been at a lot of women's expos and conferences and different women's summits because really we as women are, you know, we're the gatekeepers. We're the you know, the caregivers. We're the ones taking assessment of everything that's happening in our family's lives, arranging the kids' schedules, being there for the hubby. You know, like Courtney holds down the fort,
Of course. I've been to a lot of those women's summits, too. I'm always sort of the token guy.
Right.
For a lot of those. Do a lot of those. What is a typical workout for you like? What do you like to do?
You know, I change it up every day. I think it's important to keep my body guessing so that it's continually changing. But for me, I love high interval, training, the HIIT training, high intensity interval training, and yoga. I think yoga is so important because I am one of those people that's go, go, go all the time. That it's yoga seems to be a sort of a forced meditation for me so that I get that mind body connection. And also it's an incredibly strengthening workout. And as we get older, not that I'm, saying we're getting that much older, but as we get a little older.
Well, everyone's getting older. It's not just us.
Good point. Well taken. But as we get older, our flexibility becomes more and more important. So yoga also has become a really important part of my workout.
Yes. No, I agree with you on all these fronts now. How are the kids? How old are they?
The kids are getting big. You know, so when I was diagnosed with cancer, they were only 3 and 6, and I didn't know what was going to happen in my life. So to see them now at 7.5 and 11, my two little girls, my 11-year-old is already up to my nose. So I feel like in another year, I'm going to be looking up to her to tell her to go to her room. But she's actually a pretty good kid, so hopefully I won't have to tell her to go to her room very often.
What are they into?
they love, you know, they love dancing and they love being just total performers, but in very different ways, where my 7-year-old is the incredible extrovert who is like, hello, I'm here. She walks into a room. Everybody knows she's there. But my 11-year-old is a little bit more demure, a little bit more internal, but she loves to be alive on the stage and perform musical theater, dance, fun. And it's a lot of fun.
Sounds like you got your hands full right there.
And what about Thanksgiving? You're gorgeous kids, too.
Oh, thanks. I know. That's all my wife. what about Thanksgiving?
Well, we're really excited because we're going... Well, actually, the kids are excited because they're getting taken out of school for 2 days extra, so they're very happy about that.
Yes.
But we're going back to my hometown, Minneapolis.
That's right.
For an entire week, and we get to spend time with my family, the cousins, and
it's
everybody.
It's nice and cold.
It's very, they get the chill in the air. Sometimes there's enough snow on the ground to make a snowball, which you don't get in LA. So it's novel. They really enjoy it. And I like going back to my roots and, you know, having a Midwestern upbringing, being so grounded. I think it's important for them
Would
to see
Minneapolis
that.
Be considered the Midwest, really? I think East Coast. It's pretty far on the map.
You know, you're such a Californian saying that. You always think anything basically, you know, east of Colorado is the East Coast, but Minnesota is dead center.
Is it really?
Yeah. Of the country.
Oh, wow. Just because it's so cold.
Have you seen a map?
does it look, am I crazy? Is it right in the middle? Well, forgive me, but I think I got confused because whenever you see Minnesota in the winter, there's so much snow.
Well, it's far north. It's basically Canada.
It's basically, I just assume, but you're right. You go up north and stuff. Minneapolis, home of Ricky Marker.
Little Ricky Marker.
Oh, that's right.
He's going to kill you.
All right, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers before I let you go. Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
My mom's applesauce.
Ooh, very specific. Celebrity crush growing up?
Keanu Reeves.
No. Really?
Oh, yeah. I used to dream that I'd be his co-star in a movie all the time when I was a kid.
From Bill and Ted? Is that where you saw him?
You know, I think it was more, what was the surfing one?
Point Break.
Point Break.
Yes. Okay. Most memorable Christmas or Hanukkah gift?
Ooh, gosh. Is it sad that I don't have a most memorable one?
Damn.
Maybe that's so sad. Well, I think birthday gifts were always bigger for us growing up than the Hanukkah gifts. So,
okay.
And now we celebrate Hanumus. We get a little Christmas and Hanukkah now because my husband grew up with Christmas and I grew up with Hanukkah. So now we meld the two and the kids get more presents than anyone ever should have.
Is your husband Jewish?
He's Jewish by birth, but Christmas by celebration because his dad was half and half.
Got it. Oh, a little spread the love.
Yeah,
okay.
Spread the love.
Favorite holiday movie?
Boy. Oh, gosh. You guys, see, this is hard when it's rapid fire.
Hard hitting.
I know, right? Mario Lopez with the hard hitting questions. My favorite holiday movie, Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, you going way back.
Yeah, I go old school.
Back.
Although A Christmas Story does have a special place in my heart, I have to say.
Okay, you gave me a little serious and a little...
Yeah.
Well, your healthy is healthy sounds really cool. I'm all about that philosophy, so congratulations. And listen, you can pick up Your Healthy is Healthy wherever you get books. You can follow her on Instagram, at Samantha Harris TV. Thanks for stopping by, Samantha.
Thank you. Good to be here. On with Mario Lopez.